Okay, our friends. So it's almost Thanksgiving. And when it is almost Thanksgiving, we must think of things that we are thankful for. What are you thankful for?
Bears.
Like today's story. Like today's story. Well, this bear is not thankful for anything. In fact, the name of the story is Thanks for Nothing. It was written by Ryan T. Higgins, and it is a Bruce story. We've read about Bruce the bear before. He's grumpy, if I remember correctly. So let's see exactly what's going on with him and his Thanksgiving. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. The air is crisp, and the leaves are changing. It is fall in Soggy Hollow, and everyone is thankful. Even Bruce. He is making a surprise fall feast for the mice. And in the picture, we see the mice. They're raking up the leaves. They are happy as can be. And Bruce, maybe he's having a hard time because it looks like something is burned in his oven, right? There's a big black smoke coming out of it. There's a surprise for Bruce, too.
Thanks for the foot bath,
says Thistle.
That was my stew, says Bruce.
Oh, he had made a yummy stew, which is a soup, right? A really heavy, hearty soup. And the mice have stuck their feet in it. Oh, gross. Now it's foot stew. Would you want to eat something that it had somebody's feet in it? Mm-mm. Yeah, that's seriously gross. There are more surprising surprises, I'm afraid.
Thanks for the crunchy apples,
says Nibs.
Those were for my pie,
says Bruce. Do you know, it's really common to have apple pie at Thanksgiving. Or pumpkin pie is even more traditional.
Oh, speaking of it. Thanks for the pumpkins,
says Rupert.
Those were for my other pie,
says Bruce. Oh, gracious, they have turned the pumpkin into a castle to play around in. But that's not the point of...
One's dressed up like a pumpkin knight, mm-hmm. Another one's dressed up like a pumpkin king.
Mm-hmm.
The last one's dressed up as a pumpkin rook.
Yeah. Castle-y head, but boy, that's just not what you're supposed to do with pumpkins in the fall. Uh-oh. So they've taken the peas, and they are now playing ping-pong. And they've got ping-pong paddles. And they're bouncing them off each other, having the greatest time. And Bruce does not look happy.
Gravy slide,
says the mice. And Bruce just says, grrr. Because I think I know what's going on here. Remember how it said that he was making a feast? All the things that they're playing with, peas and gravy and apples and pumpkins, these are all foods that might very well have been part of that feast. Oh no, the surprises are stacking up. Oh, what is it? What's going on here?
What will be next? Crack.
Yeah, what will be next? In the picture, we can see the mice are now...
One mouse is on a unicycle. Mm-hmm. And one foot. And in his hands, mm-hmm. He has all the plates, and the plates are falling on the ground and cracking.
His beautiful plates are all being smashed. Because you don't ride a unicycle while you're carrying dishes. Especially not the fine china. Oh, good gravy. Look what I saw when I turned the page.
Wet moose.
A wet moose. Gross.
Wet moose?
Yeah, wait, who let the wet moose in here? And then he dropped his wet blanket. There was a big moose dripping wet. And he dropped his wet blanket on the floor, and it doesn't look like it smells good. And it's left a big splashy mess on the floor. This is possibly the worst thing to have happen in your home on Thanksgiving. a moose in your house.
Great news,
says Nibs.
The wet moose is staying for dinner.
Oh no, speaking of dinner.
It's time to eat.
I'm so scared to see what's going to happen, what's going to be left of his dinner. Oh, yep, look. There is no stew, no pie, no other pie, no peas, no gravy, no potatoes, no cranberry sauce, no plates, no tablecloth, no nothing. So at the table, we see the three mice and the big moose, and they all look over at Bruce, and mice and moose are hungry, and
what's for dinner?
Asks Thistle, and Bruce is just beside himself. Nothing, grumbles Bruce. Well, that is a surprise. But still, it was still a fun day.
Thanks for nothing!
Everyone cheers. Because they may not have a yummy meal, but they certainly are going to have fun together. And Bruce just sighs. You're welcome. But do you know what I am learning in this story? Is this. Even if you may have planned a big, delicious meal and nothing has turned out the way it should, if you've got your friends or family with you, then you have true reasons to be thankful, even if the meal doesn't turn out right. And that is the end of that story. In fact, well, almost. The moose looks over at Bruce and says, can I sleep over? And I think what Bruce needs to do is give that guy a good old towel so he can dry himself off. Maybe try to figure out why he's wet. And then, you know what you could still do? You know what? You could probably find some popcorn or something like that to snack on.
Or you could take wet moose and squish all the water off of him into cups and you could drink it.
Oh, gross. Oh, wet moose juice.
Moose juice.
Gross. Oh, I don't know if I'd want to drink that.
Moose juice.
But it is pretty funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is the end.
The end.